Think a minute. Scientists have shown that if you put a frog into boiling water, it will immediately jump out to save its life. But put that same frog into water that is normal room temperature, and then raise the heat of the water very slowly, that frog will just stay there until it boils to death. Why? Because it gets familiar and comfortable with the water at each raised temperature. So it doesn't realize how dangerously hot its environment is becoming until it's too late and it's boiled to death. You know, in a similar way, our children's lives can be destroyed if we don't realize how we might not be loving and teaching them as we should. So before we know it, they've grown older without becoming the successful, honest, and happy adults we want them to be. Even though we're living with them every day, we don't see the dangerous direction their character and friends are taking them. So as parents, we need to jump and get our kids out of that hot water by changing our bad parenting habits before it's too late. So today and tomorrow, we'll talk about some of the most important things we need to know to train our kids well so they can become successful, both professionally and personally, when they become adults and parents themselves. First, yelling and nagging at our children can become a bad daily habit that doesn't work. An angry family is not a happy family. We might think getting angry will get our kids to obey, but the more we yell and nag, the more our kids stop taking us seriously, and they learn to just tune us out. So then we parents lose control and seriously hurt our children with our words, or even by physically hitting them, to force them to obey us out of fear. But the healthiest, most effective way to teach our kids is simply to take away their favorite possessions or privileges for a short time. This way, they learn the natural consequences of their bad behavior. Then they learn to control themselves and change for the better. So today, why not ask Jesus to forgive you for whatever bad habits and ways you've been disciplining your kids? He'll help you start changing so you don't make the same mistakes with your kids that your parents might have made with you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.